Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Wednesday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's April 24th, episode 643. Good morning, Horse World.
Morning. Today is Wednesday.
Hey, everyone. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day, baby. Here's to another week. Halfway done. Has finally begun.
Daddy, I want another pony.
What do they call Wednesday hump day anyhow? Innocuous jibber jabber.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is a very exciting, exciting day. What day is it, Glenn? What day is it that makes it so exciting? No, it's not what you think. It's jog up day. Rolex horse inspections begin today at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I know you thought I was going to say some other day, but not right now. I'm not even going to talk about that day right now because it is a special holiday in the world of eventing and the world of horse sports. It's the start of Rolex.
Did you check? Did you see what the weather is going to be? You know how we always talk about the weather. When you go to Rolex, it's something that always affects Rolex in one form or another. Did you see that they're predicting a 90% chance of severe thunderstorms today?
Well, why don't you just suck out the negativity, you know, just bring it out.
Well, how many
jogs
have we been to, though, that it has been pouring down rain? That's happened a lot of jogs, it seems.
You know what? When you say 90%... When you say 90% chance of storms, I say 10% chance of sunshine, my friend. That's the kind of person I am.
You never lived in Lexington.
I lived there for 3.5 years. Thank you very much.
When they say 90% chance of storms, what they really mean is 100% chance of storms. No, but it's supposed to be beautiful the rest of the week. Cool and clear the rest of the weekend, then. So it's supposed to be good.
Well, good. So,
but yeah, the jogs
let's
today,
see.
Everybody's going to be dressed up and looking fancy.
Yes, today, and they'll pick the best dressed, and the best dressed will win a pair of Dewberries, which are like $500 boots, and they'll win it tonight at kind of a competitor's introduction party. So it will be awesome, no matter what. And I'm sure that eventingnation.com will have all the photos of everybody out there. So going to have to keep you guys up to date on that. Tomorrow dressage starts. We're going to do our predictions a little bit later for Rolex. But before Jennifer starts answering all the phones, because the phone lines are lit up, I've never seen this many callers. We're going to find out kind of what everybody, you know, get started on the Wheel of Trivia. But Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
On today's Wheel of Trivia Wednesday edition, once we've presented prizes to every clever caller we could jam into a 20-minute segment, we will be getting our daily dose of Rolex Kentucky 3-day event with a little interview with Caitlin Silliman, who will be riding this weekend at North America's only 4-star event. And to round out the middle of the week, wander through equine-esque edutainment, thehorse.com is here with what it's like to be an FEI vet. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Hold on 1 second. Talks amongst yourselves because I have totally, my show notes have totally gone, Jamie. So hold on. I don't even know who my daily Winnie is for because they've just disappeared on me. It's going to be one of those days.
Heaven knows Glenn can't talk without
Winnie.
Notes.
My daily Winnie goes out to Todd Fletcher. Get this, Jamie. Todd Fletcher, the trainer, you know, racehorses, all that stuff. Well, the one our adopted bug Callie works for. Well,
I've heard of him.
Yeah. He could have 6 horses in the Kentucky Derby. 6 out of 20. This is his lineup.
That is crazy.
I know. These are the horses that he could have in there. Revolutionary, Verrazano, Overanalyzed, Charming Kitten, Palace Malice, and Winning Cause. So those are the six that he could end up in the Kentucky Derby with. Isn't that amazing?
Has he won the Kentucky Derby before?
I don't know. You would assume he has. I mean, it seems like he's won everything else a bunch of times. You would assume he has at some point.
I would imagine, but I'm not sure if he has. Let's see. He has, yes, he has won the Kentucky Derby. I've got him on Wikipedia here, which is always true. And yes, I guess he has. I don't know who it is right now because I'm looking it up and I'm reading as I'm trying to talk to you, but we will get you that information. He's got pretty good odds if he brings that many horses. My gosh.
Yeah, I would say. And Verrazano is one of the top favorites from all of the analysts. So we'll see what happens with that. Before we get to your daily Winnie, though, I wanted to say it's 9:05. It's time to give us a call at 347-637-3238 to play this morning's Wheel of Trivia. That's 347-637-3238. When you give a call, press the number 1. When you call in, that tells Jennifer that you want to play the game. We always have a lot of listeners that call and just listen to the show, too, on their phones. So press the number 1. Jennifer will find you on the list, and we'll get you lined up to play. All right, Jamie, your turn.
Well, while it is a very special day here for Rolex Kentucky, we also have this. Oh, yeah, I played some audio all by myself, and that birthday goes out to my dear friend, Glenn the Geek. Happy birthday, Glenn.
Thank you. Thank you. I decided yesterday when I was thinking about my birthday and how very old I am that I need to have my midlife crisis. So, Jamie, I need some advice. I haven't had it yet, and I'm past midlife now. I think I'm going to have an old age crisis soon. So I need to know, do I get the sports car? Do I get the motorcycle? Do I have an affair? Or do I get the 4-in-hand of minis that I posted on our page this morning at Horses in the Morning on Facebook?
Do you want my honest opinion?
Have the affair.
Okay, well, let's see. The sports car is going to result in divorce. The affair is going to result in divorce. The motorcycle is going to end in divorce. And the minis, you're probably safe. So I go ahead and get the minis.
I'm going to change yours a little bit and say that the motorcycle, if I'm driving, it's going to end in death. So that's probably not a good option. I'm probably safer with the Mini. That was the cutest picture ever. You know, I've been kind of debating what I want to get for driving. I think these 4 Minis, this whole setup with a little chariot, and I want the costume too. The little guy in the Viking outfit. You can have him, but I want this costume.
So. I really think that 4 in hand Minis is a little more difficult than you think.
It probably is.
Remember.
They're minis.
Probably a little harder, yeah.
How about a pair of minis? Wouldn't a pair of minis be cute?
Yes, it would be very cute. So good luck with that. I think that your minis would probably be fatter than the ones in the photo that you posted on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning on Facebook. So they wouldn't last very long.
I did tell Jennifer, though. I told her, you know, 4 minis is the same as 1 draft horse as far as food, right? Probably less than 1 draft horse.
But the medical bills are all the same. It is not cheaper to vaccinate a mini than it is a big horse. So you're in trouble.
Although I could do their feet with a nail file and a clippers.
Yeah. Good luck.
So thank you for that. Thank you for the happy birthday. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. I think we're ready. What do you think?
Let me take a look here. It looks like we have a few callers this morning. And if you still want to get in, you can give us a call at 347-637-3238. And yes, I think it's time for this.
Wheel of Trivia!
That's right. It is time for the Wheel of Trivia. This is how it works. We are going to ask you a trivia question. Jamie's going to ask the question. You have how many seconds, Jamie?
You have 5 seconds. Five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A little slower than that, but 5 seconds because you were not allowed to Google.
That's right. And Jamie, it makes me stick to that 5 seconds. And just because it's my birthday doesn't mean I'm allowed to be nice to people because Jamie gets mad at me. So
I do, because if you let somebody have time, extra time, Glenn, the next person's going to be mad at you. And I'm not going to tolerate. I'm not going to be the fall guy for that anymore. So 5 seconds, that is the rule. And we do have some really awesome theme songs that Glenn came up with for today as well. So we do have that category again. We do have, of course, this week's crappy prize. We've got great prizes on the wheel, and then we've got the crappy prize. And today's crappy prize is a six-pack of double-ended snaps. They have been used. They may be broken. We don't know.
That's correct.
What are some of the good prizes, though, Glenn?
Oh, we have helmets. We have books. We have DVDs. We have videos. We have... Let's see here. We have memberships. We have gift certificates for retailers. The list goes on and on. There's 14 slots on this wheel sitting on my desk, and they're all full of stuff. So we have prizes from the Horse Radio Network Vault, prizes, but all kinds of good stuff out there. So tell it now. Let me just tell everybody, if you get the question correct, you will hear this. If you get the question wrong, you will hear the basketball high school buzzer. So tell us today what the categories are.
All right. Today's categories are the same categories we had last week. So you've got TV theme songs. All of these TV theme songs, mind you, have had the TV shows have had a horse in them at one point or another or in every episode. You'll see what I mean when we get down through the category. Because the Kentucky Derby is next weekend, Derby Day is one of the categories. And the final one is tack and habit, which are questions about tack or clothing that you would wear when riding. So those are the categories. Are you ready to play? Who's first, Glenn?
All right. First, we have somebody from your home state. We have Stephanie from Arizona.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I am doing just fine, just fine. Thank you for waking up this early. It is, I know for you, 6:13 in the morning because it's the same with me. So how's that feel?
It feels early, but I'm starting to get trained for 100-plus degree summers here, so time to start getting up and riding early.
That is a very positive outlook on this. I was hoping you were going to say, I think we need to play this game later in the show because it's not fair to us West Coasters. Oh, but thanks for the help. Okay, what category would you like? We have got TV theme songs, shows with a horse or have been a horse in them, or there's a horse in every episode, Derby Day, a Kentucky Derby question, or tack and habit. And again, you have 5 seconds to answer the question.
Try Derby Day.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you have a horse?
I do.
Do you ride? Or what type of riding do you do?
I would do a 3-day eventing.
That's my girl. All right, so we've got an eventer on the line. See, that's eventers are tough enough, Glenn, to wake up.
Oh, you do? You have an OTTV? Cool.
Yes.
Very good.
The Avengers are the ones tough enough, Glenn, to get up at 6 in the morning and answer stupid trivia questions for prizes. Okay.
Well,
here we go.
Double-ended snap. I'm going for
it. Oh, you are? Okay, I'll try and get that done for you.
Oh. Okay, since you have an OTTV, I will ask you a thoroughbred Derby Day question, okay? Many very famous thoroughbreds have not won the Kentucky Derby. An example of this would be, and shockingly, Man of War and Citation both did not win the Kentucky Derby. Now, we talked about this horse not too long ago on this show. Did Native Dancer win the Kentucky Derby?
No.
5 seconds.
No.
What was your answer?
I said no.
She is right. That is correct.
Yay!
Native Dancer did not win the Kentucky Derby. Good job.
Yes, he lost to Dark Star in 1953, won the Preakness and the Belmont. Note that Man O' War, this is a side note, this isn't even written down, Man O' War did not run in the Kentucky Derby because he was so big and the Kentucky Derby was so early that they did not feel like he should run that early in his career as a young three-year-old. So, there you go. You have more information from Cliff Clavin than you needed. Are you ready to spin the wheel?
And anybody under 30 didn't get that reference. So here we go.
Okay.
Let me get the wheel set up here. I want to spin it so we end up in this. Let me put the double-ended snaps at the top. There we go. Good luck. Some good prizes, too. Oh, stupid microphone. Hold on. You couldn't hear that, could you? I want everybody to hear the wheel. All right, I'm going to stop and start it over. Let's try this again. Can you hear it now?
It's quiet.
Okay. Well, it's spinning, trust me. Oh, there went the double-ended snaps. You didn't win that. Sorry.
Aww.
Sorry. I know you're heartbroken and disappointed. But how about a Troxel Liberty low-profile schooling helmet worth
$60? Ooh. Always use a helmet.
Yes, that's right. You always can. This is, and you're going to like this one because it's the one that's cooler for you guys out there in Arizona. It's the ultralight, low-profile design created for schooling and all-purpose riding. Large vents provide superior ventilation for a cooler, more comfortable ride. The self-adjusting cinch-fit system adjusts to the size and shape of the rider's head for an unmatched level of comfort and stability. A soft-tip visor provides extra sun protection. So you got the one that's perfect, actually, for Arizona.
Perfect.
You don't want the one I have that's the leather covered one because that one gets hot as could be in the summertime. It's cool looking, but it gets very, very hot. Well, Stephanie, you hold on for Jennifer. She's going to take your information and point you in the direction of getting your helmet out to you. Thank you to Troxel for donating that.
Thank you.
Right. She's on hold. Stephanie was a girl of few words.
Yes. Well, it is 6:15 in the morning. Let me remind you.
Yeah, we need to just get some coffee into her. Let's see who is next on the lineup. I think next calling in was Ada from New Jersey.
Ada, good morning. How are you?
Very good.
Hey, Jamie and Ada,
I'm going to
call back. I have a delay, so I'm going to give a call back. You talk to Ada, and I'll be back, and then we'll do the question, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Ada, good morning. How are you? How is New Jersey right now?
It's a beautiful, sunny day.
Really? Okay, I believe you. No, I know there's beautiful parts of New Jersey, and they do get beautiful sunshine every now and then.
Beautiful.
Oh,
all
honey, that is such
beautiful.
A lie. That is such a lie. I've been to the airport.
New Jersey, you know?
I guess so.
Let me hear you. Storm. You know, we got hit by the storm, but we're rebuilding.
Well, I'm glad that New Jersey is getting rebuilt. Maybe they're going to, you know, clean up some of the spots that I've seen a little bit, but it's okay. I'm glad that you guys are happy and that you are proud of your state of New Jersey. I sometimes think that there might not be the best representation on the television for New Jersey people. Am I right here? Do you think?
Yeah, but those are New Yorkers who put on those shows.
I think they call the show Jersey Shore, though.
Yep, they're from New York.
That's true. They were all from, like, Long Island, weren't they? They were all Long Island.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
That shows how many times I've watched the show.
They all had the accent,
too,
from Long Island.
Yeah. Ada, what category would you like to play? I'm sorry, I'm ripping your home state, but I'm from Georgia, which is just even worse. So TV theme songs, shows with or without a horse, through the whole entire show. There has been a horse in the show at some point. Derby Day or Tack and Habit?
Tack and Habit.
Ooh, I think that's the first time somebody's taken it. Yeah, cool.
Okay, Here we go. Okay. This is the first question you can get mad at Jennifer. Are you an English writer or a Western writer?
Western.
Well, then this might work out for you. The question is, where would one find a hobble strap on a Western saddle?
Hobble strap should be hanging from your rigging. You also have a hobble strap for your stirrup, which keeps your stirrup connected to the stirrup leather.
Wow.
Very good. That is absolutely correct. Yes. At first,
wow.
I didn't know if she was getting the right answer or not.
Yeah. I can only go by the answer that's in front of me.
Yeah, there's two hobble straps in Western lingo. One you would carry so that you could hobble your horse, and that hangs from your back rigging. The other one is the one that holds your stirrup so that your stirrup leather and your stirrup don't, you know, discombobulate.
And that's the answer that we had, and that is why you are correct. And congratulations. I'm glad that you knew that and you sold it to me because I really didn't know what the right answer was. It says here that it holds the fender and stirrup leather together right above the stirrup. So you got that right. It's time to spin the wheel. Glenn, take it away.
All right, here we go. Spinning the wheel. You can't hear that, can you, still? Why is that? All right, let me stop it. Hold on a second. Technical difficulties today. There. Can you hear that?
Yes.
All right, cool. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if they do this in Western or not, but you just won the DVD called Pilates Essentials for the Balanced Rider. It's an all-new DVD. Popular Pilates instructor Janice Dukun breaks down the body into 9 essential parts and helps you actively engage and use the proper muscles in riding. So here, now you have to get exercise while you're riding your horse is basically what this DVD shows you how to do. She sounds very excited about it, Jane.
Ada, are you there?
We are here.
Hello?
Yeah.
Ada wants to trade up the double-ended snaps.
Yeah, would you rather have the double-ended snaps that might not work, Ada?
No, I'll re-gift the Pilates.
Oh,
there you go.
Ada's not exercising on her horse.
She's not one to work out, but I do have a little side note for you, Ada. Are you a listener to this show religiously?
I am now.
Like as of today or as of like a couple weeks ago? What's your story?
As of a few weeks ago, yes.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right, here we go. It is Glenn's birthday. And what he doesn't know is that we have created some side secret questions for the show today because it is his birthday, and they are all relating to Glenn the Geek himself. So if you get this right, no matter what, we will send you a coffee mug. So at least you'll get the coffee mug. Are you ready?
Sure.
Oh, no. I'm worried.
No. These are not that. It's multiple choice, okay?
Oh, no.
Glenn has owned a lot of horses throughout his life, and he has gotten all of his horses from the exact same place every single time. Now, mind you, this is through his entire life, and he is, like, way stinking old, okay?
Yeah,
I mean, we're talking over 50. Holy smokes. So he's gotten all of his horses from one place. It is either A, eBay, B, Craigslist, or C, is it from auctions?
Auction.
Oh, she's right.
Hit the ding, 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 ding.
You're absolutely
right. You are correct. Glenn is going to stay away from auctions.
Well, now, she could have got that by the process of deduction because, you know, Craigslist hasn't been around for a long time, and I've never bought an eBay, of course.
Did you pick up on my hint?
Yes.
Since you're so old, Glenn, there's no way it could have been eBay or Craigslist. Okay, that
yeah,
was my
you
bad.
Did.
All right. You win a coffee mug. Congratulations. We're going to put you on hold, Ada, and then you can go ahead and Well, but we'll just put you on hold, and then Jennifer will get your information. Who's next, Glenn?
I think Judy was next in the lineup calling in today.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. How are you?
Well, we're doing all right. It is the old man's birthday today, so maybe if you get lucky enough, we'll ask you one of those questions, because I know you are a listener to the show, and you know everything there is to know about Glenn, sadly. I do, too.
I think you're going to have to ask Judy the really tough one. You're going to have to ask her a really tough one. She's going to get them all.
Oh, that's not fair.
Well, Judy, what category would you like? TV theme songs, Derby Day, or Attack and Habit?
Theme song.
Well, I'm a big fan of the Derby, so I'm worried that I'm going to get it wrong. But just because it's Glenn's birthday, I'll take the theme songs.
Yay!
Oh,
all the work I put
into
the theme songs. All right, this is going to be
really
easy, Judy.
This one up.
This is going to be easy, all right?
Girl.
Easy peasy for you. Are you
ready?
I'm ready. I'm going to give you about 7 seconds of this one. Hopefully you can hear it.
That's Downton Abbey.
Yay! I knew you'd get that one. See, now Jamie had no idea what that one was.
I had zero clue. Not a clue what that was. But it
Judy,
sounds really beautiful.
Back me
and
up
someday
on this.
I will.
Back me up on this. Do you think, Jamie, you know Jamie and I disagree about everything TV and every movie we've ever watched we disagree on. But do you think that she would like Downton Abbey, Judy?
I liked it. I think she probably would, too. Yeah, I watched one episode and I was hooked.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. I think she would love it. It's mushy. You cry. There's horses. You cry some more. She'd love it. She loves those crying movies.
I just love to watch it for the accent because I just love that accent they have.
All right. Well, also, I'm sold. I'd like to watch it. Congratulations. We're going to spin the wheel. But before we let you spin the wheel, you get to answer a secret Glenn the Geek question. And if you get it right, we will also send you a mug with your prize. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is going to be a hard one because you listen
no.
all the time.
Oh, sure.
Who is Beaker and what character is he named after? It's a two-parter.
Who is Beaker? Well, that's Jennifer's horse, and he's named after a character on Sesame Street.
Oh, you were
close enough. She's close enough. It's your birthday. You're giving her a mug whether you like it or not. It's actually named after a Muppet character, but you are correct. We'll give it to you. Way to go, Judy. Way to go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got me there. I had it half. It was two questions.
You got it right. I'll give it to you. I'm feeling nice today. All right, and it's just costing Glenn money, so it's great. It's his birthday, and we get to give his stuff away. Love it.
All right, did we spin the
wheel?
Did we spin yet? No? Okay, let me spin. Here, we'll spin the wheel. It gets you a good prize on this wheel here. I got to fix that microphone. And, Judy, perfect. You win an Uncle Jimmy's gift pack. Now, have you won any of Uncle Jimmy's great hanging balls or any of his other products yet?
No, not yet.
Well, you're going to get one of Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls. Who knows what Uncle Jimmy's? He has hanging balls. He has squeezy buns. He has pecker wreckers. He has all kinds of different treats for all kinds of animals, and he's going to send you a gift pack worth almost $50 that your horse is absolutely going to love. Other people have won this and posted on our Facebook page the picture of the hanging ball hanging in their stall. So you're going to love this, and I will make sure that Uncle Jimmy treats you correctly. I will tell him the story of Beauty.
Oh, that's awesome, and I'll be sure to send a picture, too.
Now, do you have one of our mugs already?
I have one of the Horse Radio Network mugs, yes.
I think, I wonder if we had, I wonder if we have, do we have any horses in the morning mugs left, Jennifer? I'll have to check on that. If we have a,
we'll have to check.
If we do, we'll send you one of the horses in the morning mugs.
Okay, sounds great.
They're way right. better. They're way better. It's good. It's good.
You're
all right, do we have time
sorry.
For one more, Glenn?
Yeah,
no.
Well, what the heck. Let's do it. Let's do one more today. We'll
do
a quick
go ahead. Do Robert. Do Robert then. I know you want the guy.
All right. This is a quickie, though. It's a quick round. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Glenn. Hey, Jamie.
How are you, Robert, today? Welcome from Arizona. You're up at 6:30 this morning. We appreciate it. And since we have to do the lightning round, what category would you like? TV theme songs, Derby Day, or would you like Tack and Habit?
Okay. I wish it was the songs from last week, because I would have had both of those on about the first or second note. Let's go for
give
the theme song.
All right. Here we go. Glenn?
Yes. What did we pick? I forgot. I didn't catch that.
TV theme songs. TV
oh,
theme
yay!
Songs. Glenn. Wake
TV
up.
Theme songs. All right. Let's see if he gets this one. It's kind of a tricky one. Let me find it on my list here. All right. This is kind of a tricky one.
Oh, that's The Simpsons. I know that one.
He got it. Yep, he got it. That's correct.
What did he actually answer it?
Yes, he said
that's
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yay! I thought of this one because The Simpsons, they rescued some horse that was like a being abused, and then Bart and Homer decided to train it to be a racehorse, and there was a whole episode. I don't know why I knew that. I'm sad that I remember, but it's just, if anything horse ever comes up through your entire life, you remember it. I was like, Simpsons, they had a horse on a show once. So that is correct. Congratulations, Robert. Before we move on to spinning the wheel, we're going to ask you a secret question about Glenn, and here, are you ready for it?
Okay, let's go for it.
Okay, what is Glenn's favorite breed of dog?
Favorite breed of dog. It's probably the one laying at his feet right now, a greyhound.
That's too easy. That was too easy. Robert's going to know that one. What other questions did you have? Let's see if Robert gets any others.
Uh-oh.
Okay, name, this one's really hard, though. I didn't know this one. I would have had to really think about it. Name Glenn's favorite pony, his lifetime pony he ever had.
I should know this one because he always talks about the pony, but I can't remember the name right now off the top of my head.
See, that one was hard.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the pony.
Starts with a P.
Name it. Piper. Piper was Glenn's lifetime pony. I understand. Remember, Glenn, this is the lightning round. We've got to move on to Caitlin. so go ahead and spin the wheel.
All right, let's spin the wheel here. Let me get over there. All over the place today.
Good. Are you drinking already for your birthday?
I almost knocked the wheel off the table. Oh, Robert, you win a $50 gift certificate from Easy Signs Online. You can use this gift certificate towards your next online purchase of any custom sign on Easy Signs Online website. Beautiful farm signs. You can get nameplates for your horses, for their stalls, whatever kind of sign you want, banners, posters, whatever you want at EasySignsOnline.com. And that's a $50 gift certificate. So thank you, Robert.
Thank you. Very nice. And happy birthday, Glenn. And,
thank you, Robert. Bet you I'm older than you are, by far.
I don't know.
Well,
you're both old.
I think you caught up to me for a short time. My
birthday
is later this year. I think you caught up to me finally. For a few months.
Well, thank you, Robert, for making me feel better, because Jamie just makes me feel like dirt. That's what Jamie
does. Well, I know. She's trying to pick on me, too. But, you know, we stick together. We can handle it.
That's right. That's right. Matter of fact, you want to co-host the rest of the show? I'll just drop Jamie off of here and you can hang around.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Jamie and me hosting a show. That would be more like a battle of the sexes more than it is with you and her.
That's what he was saying. He'd like to get rid of me and have you.
Oh, hey, you know, we could maybe arrange that sometime.
Well, you know, she's going to be out.
You guys...
She's going to be out for like 4 or 5 weeks when she has this baby of hers. So maybe I'll get you on as a co-host one of those days. That'd be fun.
Hey, we might be able to. You know, it'd probably be more like one of those horse husband episodes. But, hey, more for us.
Hey, that's right. I agree. And she's going to be out. She can't say a damn thing. She's going to be worried about her baby. So we don't have to worry about her at all.
Are you done yet?
Okay.
Are you
Bye,
done
Robert.
Yet? We have to move on. Hold on, Robert. We'll get your information. And you can get a farm sign for your horses. I know you've got like 6 to 16 Arabians. So there you go, all rescued. It is time to play the ad, and then we're going to get the interview from Caitlin Silman.
Yeah, thank you, everybody who called in. We're sorry we didn't get to you this week. If you're still waiting, please give us a call back next week. Call us at 905. We try and take everybody in the order they called. Well, we're going to take a break here for one of our terrific sponsors by the name of Horse Quencher, and this stuff really, really does work. Speaking of the Beaker, our horse absolutely works for Beaker. This works for many, many horses. And then we're going to have an interview that we did over on the Stable Scoop Show with Caitlin Silman, who is competing for the first time at Rolex with her horse, and we're going to tell you the story of her horse as well. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Is your horse not drinking enough? Whether it's from weather changes, minor illnesses, trailer and traveling stress, there are many reasons you will have a horse refuse to drink sufficiently. Yet being fully hydrated is the first line of defense against minor issues becoming major. There is a product that helps even the pickiest of drinkers drink more, all-natural Horse Quencher. Listen to what four-in-hand champion Chester Weber has to say about it.
Since I was introduced to Horse Quencher, I've been wildly impressed with its ability to keep the horses in the water buckets drinking, and it's given me real peace of mind. One often doesn't know they need a product until they're introduced to it, and this was a product I didn't know I needed at all, but due to the traveling that we do, it's been really helpful. It's also been very helpful with horses that, you know, are a little colicky or something like that. We'll always hang in buckets in their stall. You know, they'll drink more, and their general health will just be better.
Take it from Chester Weber. Horse Quencher is the all-natural product you want to help your horses drink as much as they should. Find it at your local feed store or tack shop or online at horsequencher.com. That's horsequencher.com. Are going to be speaking to someone that I admire so much. I admire her and I admire her horse. Her name is Caitlin Silman, and she is an eventer, and she has worked with Boyd Martin, one of the top eventers in the world, and his wife Silva, who's a very, very good international dressage rider. She has worked with them at their Pennsylvania farm for years, I think 6 or 7 years now. So 2 years ago, I think it was 2011, at Memorial Day, there was a fire at True Prospect Farm, which is where Boyd kept his horses and had his operation, and it was his barn that burned, and Caitlin was actually with someone else, two other people. They lived on the property, and she was woken up by somebody saying that the barn's on fire, and they went down and helped get some of the horses out. There were many horses that died in that fire. But they helped get some of the horses out, and one of the horses that she helped get out was her own, Holsteiner mare by the name of Catch a Star. They call her Hoku.
I love that. I love Hoku.
And we all remember Boyd's horse, you know, that made the news and went on to do great things and, you know, became an international sensation and, you know, the Olympics and all that stuff. There was also this horse. Now, Boyd's horse had received a good bit of smoke inhalation and had some lung damage, Caitlin's horse, Katchastar Hoku, had a lot of exterior burns on her body. Over 30% of her body had second and third degree burns. So she, you know, she obviously took in some smoke too, but the biggest concern that the doctors had, the veterinarians had, was the burns on the outside of her body and whether they were going to heal properly. Well, Caitlin, you know, stuck through this horse's recovery and was there every step of the way. She was there. Boyd, you know, you'll hear her talk about Boyd, I'm sure, and how supportive he was, but she could not have done any more for this horse, and the miraculous thing is that next week she is competing for her first Rolex on Katchastar.
I love that.
I know. That's less than 2 years later. So let's talk to Caitlin about her amazing story and the amazing story of her horse. Well, Caitlin, thank you so much for joining us here on the Stable Scoop Radio Show. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on.
Well, I know that you're less than a week away from heading to Kentucky. Have you headed down there yet, or are you still in Pennsylvania?
Not yet. We're in Pennsylvania. We're in the home stretch. We leave on Monday, very early in the morning. So this time in a week, we'll be down there.
Now, you've been to Rolex, obviously, a bunch of times because of the certain gentleman and lady that you work for. But
I have.
You have never ridden there, right?
No, this is my first time. I'm a rookie.
And this is also Hoku's first time, right?
It is. So both of us together, the girls, are making their first trip to Kentucky together.
Now, you have seen it, and you've obviously helped prepare Boyd's horses for it, and you've done everything that there is to do to get ready to go. How different is it now that you're the one getting ready to go with your horse?
It's not too much different, because although the horses that I've helped do the fitness on and care for getting ready to go, although they're not mine, since I take care of them, I do feel like they're mine, so I care for them just as much. But it's different when you're going. You sort of, you know, there's only a couple events in the beginning of the season leading up. We ran at Pine Top twice and then Southern Pines and then the Fork. So as you get closer, you just really hope that you have a good go everywhere. And it's different when you're going because, you know, every ride sort of counts. So it's exciting. It's very emotional. You get nervous, you get worried, you get excited, then you're nervous again. But it's really exciting.
When you said it was just a few days away, my heart started to race. It started to beat a little bit faster for you. I actually felt that, like, oh, my gosh.
It's coming up, I know, and everything is so scheduled down to the last minute, the last gallop. You know, there's only a couple dressage rides left. There's only one jump school left. Like, we're really down to the wire now.
Does that help, having that kind of structure in your schedule? Does it help you?
It does. It does. Because we really have a plan, and it doesn't leave you going, oh, should I jump today? Should I do this today? Should I do both? And Boyd is so experienced. I mean, he's had this planned out for months, so he knows exactly what we need to do. He knows exactly how to get the different horses fit. So I feel very safe in his program that I am as ready as I can be.
And of course, you're going to be kind of the darling down there this year because of your horse and everything that your horse went through a couple years ago. I bet you could not even imagine when you were in the middle of that and then the recuperation after that, a few short years later, you would be competing at Rolex with the same horse.
It's wild. It's been such a ride with her. And, I mean, even this time last year, I had just done my very first advanced on her at the Fork. So it's been a whirlwind. I mean, last year was really one event at a time. And it's still every event I get through with her is just, it's very special. It's such a good feeling to have her back. And, I mean, everyone was optimistic that I would sit on her again, but they really thought that I'd only be able to trail ride her. I don't think anyone ever thought she'd come back to be headed toward the 4-star or do any sort of eventing again. So she's really special.
How far had she come? Sorry, Helena. How far had she come along before the fire? How far along?
So when the fire happened, I had just finished my first CCI 2-star on her, and we had just been spotted and got her vetted for the Pan Am Games because she was second at Jersey Fresh, so she was at the top of the list at the moment to go to the Pan Ams for the U.S. And then she was in her last week of her holiday from Jersey Fresh when the fire happened. I think I was meant to start hacking her the next day. So she really, I didn't ride her from the show jumping at Jersey Fresh in May of, I guess it's 2011, all the way until the end of January of 2012. So she really had quite a lot of time off because she had been on her holiday from doing the 3-day at Jersey Fresh.
The recovery took some time. How long was she off before you actually could start riding her again after the fire?
So the fire happened Memorial Day weekend. So what's that? When is that? In mid-June?
Yeah, end of May. Yep,
end of May.
Yep.
So from she was off basically from the beginning of June, but really it was mid-May because she hadn't been rented since Jersey Fresh. So she was off from middle of May, and I started walking her in at the end of January, tack walking her, and just slowly. It was a funny rehab process because it wasn't like she had any soft tissue injury like a tendon or like any ligament injury, but I had to go slow because I didn't know how much movement her back could take under the saddle.
Because that's where a lot of the burns were on her side and her back. Right?
Yeah. Well, she burned directly on her side, like the side of the bad side is the left side of her body. She burned directly on the left side of her neck, across her belly, and then her hip and her left stifle got it pretty badly. But then I think eventually all of her skin sort of sloughed off. It's like getting a really bad sunburn, like it all sort of bubbled and then peeled off. So even the parts that weren't directly burnt, all the skin sloughed off. And so she had a lot of heat damage to the top of her back. So although when she first went into the hospital, that didn't look like it was directly burned, about a week later after the fire, it blistered and all the skin came off. And that's really the part that she lost all the pigment in the top of her back. So it's light pink skin and she can't grow hair there because she lost the pigment. So when I was bringing her back, we didn't know if that skin would be able to handle riding her or not.
And obviously it has.
But, I mean, it's a credit to Judy McSwain's Police Horse products because I lucked out. I had a very old, it was probably the first half pad I ever bought when I started riding. I had a Police Horse half pad sitting in my closet, and it was the only half pad that I had that had fleece down the spine because a lot of half pads have a gap in the fleece there. They don't actually cover the spine with fleece. And so I started riding her in that. And because of that, I mean, it's really the reason that I was able to ride her right away. And I didn't have any setbacks with her, which was lucky. Like the skin never opened. I never had to back off. I slowly just kept trying longer and longer, and then I started cantering a little bit, and I started getting more comfortable with sitting down in the saddle and being able to sit on her back, and off we went.
And, of course, Fleeceworks is one of our sponsors here at the Horse Radio Network, and, you know, it's amazing to hear that particular pad, that's how you found them. Now, you're one of their sponsored riders now, right? Probably.
Yes, yeah. It was lucky. I had mentioned this part of the story in an interview with Warm Bloods Today, and I guess whoever runs or owns the magazine is also friends with Judy and sent the magazine over to her and said, oh, look what this girl said about your pads in her article. And she contacted me about a week later and was sort of touched by the story. And that's how our relationship started.
And you have some really nice police work pads now, don't you? Some of the newer ones.
I have really nice police work pads. Judy spoiled me. Okay, well, she has a fresh police work pad for every day of the week. I look like the warehouse for Police Works. I have so many pads. So we're really lucky that she supports us.
And you found that those pads are continuing to work out for you, even though she's healed. Why do you like them? What's the thing you like the best about them?
They don't irritate her skin at all, and they sit on her very well. Like the fit under my saddle is good, so I don't have to put a lot of pads on her. And Judy makes the pads where the fleece is already attached to the saddle pad. Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing is there can't be any friction. So my saddle sits right on her, pad, and her fleece is such high quality, it doesn't irritate her at all. And so nothing moves, and I'm able to do hours of sitting trot in the dressage or gallop for 12 minutes, and it doesn't bother her at all.
Just before we get back to current times here and you heading off to Rolex, I wanted to tell Helena, you know, when you were treating in that period of time, really that 8-9 months there that you were treating your horse, you know, from what I hear through the grapevine, you were there every day. You were one of the most dedicated owners that has ever treated a horse. At one point, you were putting on a pound of silver sulfadine cream twice a day.
It was quite the process. I think New Bolton was getting sick of me. They were ready to kick me out. I was in the ICU for so long, just sitting in her stall with her. And she's a picky eater, and she wouldn't eat her grain. So I'd go out and hand-pick grass and fill, like, rubber feed troughs with all this hand-picked grass as much as I could. And Boyd let me go to see her as much as I wanted and hang at the hospital as long as I wanted. He never said, oh, are you going to come back to work there, you know. Everybody was so supportive, and then when she came home, it was in the middle of summer, so I was really worried about the bugs and her being uncomfortable in the heat. Because imagine, you know, having a terrible, terrible sunburn and sitting somewhere where it's hot.
Yeah, and with bugs.
So a young boy named Jackson Roberts, who worked for Philip at the time, very nicely went to Lowe's or Home Depot and bought, like, screening for screened-in doors or screened-in porch, and stapled it all over her stall and bought fans and hung the fans. So she had the most decked-out stall in the whole barn. It was totally covered in screening, so no bugs could get in, and there were fans covering the walls, so she had constant airflow in there. So I think we took as best care of her as we could, and I think that's also a lot of the reason why she recovered so well.
Well, now, did she tell you when she was ready to go back to work?
I think she was ready since the second she came home. I don't think she could sort out why she wasn't getting to go be turned out and why she was locked in. And
a pound of cream a day didn't give her a clue.
Cream all over. She was such a good patient, though. Like, she's a funny mare. She likes to be groomed and stuff, but she'll tell you when she's had enough of, you know, leave me alone, I've had enough. And she always should. Perfectly still, let me put the cream on her, and it couldn't have been comfortable. I mean, they were serious open burns, and she always let me take care of her. She's great for all her medication, and, you know, now I try and give her a two-week Ash Guard, and she shakes her head and turns her nose up at me, but she never put up a fight for any of the care.
Now, how old is Catch a Star at this point?
She's 12. I actually think she might be 13 this year. This summer she turns 13.
Well, she has a lot of time left yet.
She does.
So what are you, obviously, you know, this is a dumb question, but for some reason we ask it every time somebody new is going off to a competition like Rolex. What do you hope to accomplish? And your answer is going to be, I hope to get around and do well, right? Is that going to be your
thing? I'm hoping for a bit more than that. I do want to get around, but I'm not going there to come last. I've got bigger plans than that.
Good.
I would love to be in the top 20. I mean, I'd love to be better than that, but I'd be pretty happy with the top 20 finish.
Yeah,
I love that, though. Like, yeah, I'm not going to be last.
That's good.
That would be my motto.
She's been working with Boyd and Silver for too long.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, I want her to come home sound and healthy, but I'm a competitor. I'm not going there to canter around.
What is her biggest strength and biggest weakness?
I think her biggest strength and my biggest strength is the cross country, and then our biggest weakness is the show jumping. She's a little bit tricky in the show jumping. She's a very careful horse, and she's a little bit of an unorthodox jump, and for some reason the show jumps, although they fall down, they really seem to worry her, so I have to ride her really accurate to the show jumps, and we sort of both have to be on the same page in the show jumping for it to go well. And the dressage could go really well, or it could be really exciting. I'm not really sure what's going to happen there. But Silva's been helping us quite a bit, and she's done her best. She did her best test to date at the fork. So hopefully, I mean, we should be in pretty good shape going into the competition.
And, of course, there's that amazing stadium that you get to ride in. You stood on the side. You sat in the seats before. Now you get to ride in it at the Kentucky.
I know. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Well, we're going to be rooting for you both. Good luck, and we'll check in with you after the competition.
Great. I look forward to talking to you guys after.
All right. Thank you so much, Caitlin.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Caitlin.
To you again soon.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
She is such an amazing rider and has such an amazing horse. We saw pictures of her on the grounds yesterday, and that white horse of hers, the gray, is just beautiful. I mean, she looked ready.
Well, that's awesome. Well, let's go ahead. Before we go any further, I think that being that today is jog up day and first horse inspection, I think it's time that we make our Rolex prediction picks, okay? So what that means is we're going to pick, each of us is going to pick who we think is going to be the winner. Now, we could be, oh, I pick Philip Dutton, or, oh, I pick, you know, William Fox Pitt. I want the sleeper pick. I don't want to just pick the person that you think is, like, the best. I want you to pick the person you is going to be the surprise winner. The surprise winner. Are you ready for our picks?
Yeah, we're going to get here. We have a couple callers. I just want to say, hold on, we'll get to you right after this. I am ready. Who's going first?
All right, Jennifer, you go first. Who's your pick?
My pick is Will Faudry on Palau.
Hello. I think it's Hello.
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 That horse.
Hello.
The one that's not Twizzle.
Hello. You don't care. You're just picking Will Faudry because he's good looking.
He's adorable.
Yeah, he's really good looking. He's like really good looking. I mean, my gosh, let's be serious. I get it, Jennifer. I get it. Will Faudry and whatever horse he's riding, we don't even care. Will Faudry is
no,
we
don't.
awesome. Glenn, who is your pick?
Sentimentally, I want to pick Caitlin, but you know, I know that you know, it's her first time. That would really be a long shot. I am going with Jessica Phoenix and Exponential. I really think Jessica's due. You know, she was the only Canadian to complete London last year, came in 22nd individually, and Jessica could pull one out of the hat here. And I will add that Jessica's drop dead beautiful and a sweetheart. So I'm throwing that in there, too. So we all have our ways of picking, I guess.
I'm noticing a theme here because my pick is who I got to talk to a little bit at Galway Downs. And, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. He looks at you with those blue eyes and then talks to you with that accent. His name is James Alliston. Oh, and he actually has, I think, three horses that are entered. But I'm going to pick Tivoli because Tivoli is the chestnut. He's a Dutch warm blood, just the most expressive mover. If he can control him, because this is the horse that is really difficult, if he can control him and put in a good test, I think he'll be in the top 10 after dressage because the horse is that nice of a mover. His other horse, Parker, is really, really nice as well. But I'm going to go with Tivoli. That's kind of my sleeper pick, my favorite. And they were pretty successful at Galway Downs this past time. I think they came in second. So that's my pick. So right now, let's go through. Jennifer picks Will Faudry and Paolo. Jessica Phoenix and Exponential for Glenn and James Alliston and Tivoli for me. Those are our sleeper picks. I would love to hear what you guys think on Facebook. Go ahead and go to Horses in the Morning on Facebook and let us know what your picks are.
Very good. Well, we have a couple of callers here. Let's take this first one. I think this is Jennifer's mom calling in, and I probably have an idea why. Good morning.
Good morning, Glenn. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Spencer. Happy birthday to you. Love you guys.
Well, thank you. I'm glad she was the one that was singing that, not Jamie. I appreciate you taking that pressure off of Jamie because nobody wants to hear Jamie sing. So.
I'll sing something
I'm getting
I'll
better at it. Oh, incidentally, I picked a horse named Parker.
Okay. Nice.
For obvious reasons, I believe. But I don't have any money on it, so it's okay.
Okay. All right, good.
Thank you.
Explain to me the inside.
Love y'all. Bye.
Explain to me. Bye. Explain to me the inside joke on why she would pick Parker.
Her husband's name is Parker.
Oh, okay.
She said, obviously, it wasn't obvious to anybody but you. So,
sorry, we have
Parker
another caller real quick.
Steve Halliston. I like it.
Wendy from the Driving Radio Show. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Glenn. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Wendy, you just called to rub it in that you're going to one of my favorite places in the whole world and where I would be if I wasn't at Rolex, if I could be. And you're just calling, you don't even care about my birthday. You're just calling to rub it in because you're driving up there, aren't you?
That's not true. I'm here with Dr. Swanson, who also wants to wish you happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Glenn.
Thank you, Kyle.
And we were trying to get on the Wheel of Prizes.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Can they win prizes, Jamie? I think they're excluded.
I thought I'd be excluded. Have Kyle do it.
Well, let's see. I'm sure I can find one question about Glenn to ask you, and then you can decide whether you know this or not. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So it's Glenn's birthday, so we had a special seeker category, and being that you are an employee of the Horse Radio Network, you might get lucky enough to win a Horse Radio Network mug, okay? Okay, so on Tuesdays for our Horses in the Morning show, Glenn puts on a particular type of show on Tuesdays. Can you name what that show is?
Oh, on Tuesday. Oh, I hate to say it. I don't know what it is.
Oh, my God, Glenn.
She's
she doesn't
fired.
Ever listen. She doesn't
oh,
even
no.
follow us on Facebook or anything,
wait,
does she?
Wait. I misunderstood the question. Are you saying it's not Horses in the Morning, right? It's not a special Horses in the Morning? Is it the Driving Radio Show?
She doesn't get it. She doesn't understand. She's fired. We're going to get rid of her.
It's okay. You know what, Wendy? I don't listen to it either, so don't worry. it's called Tune Tuesdays. Glenn plays DJ and just plays music on Tuesdays. So maybe every once in a while you should follow us on Facebook. You can find us at Horses in the Morning on your Facebook page. And hopefully you'll tune in. We are at horsesinthemorning.com. You can also download our shows on iTunes.
Thank you for the plug there, Jamie.
Sorry.
Hey, Wendy, thank you guys very much. You have a good trip. They're headed off to Martin's Carriage Auction, one of the largest carriage auctions in the
Aww.
Country, and I am jealous. Have a great time.
All right, I'll buy you something from the field.
All right. Oh, yeah, good. An old rusty plow or something.
I'll buy you an old rusty plow.
Bye,
he wants
Wendy,
a four-in-hand of minis, so you guys
yes.
work on that. Four-in-hand
yeah,
of minis.
Bring those home with you. You have a trailer. You're good.
I can fit them all in there. I can fit a couple four-in-hands of minis in here.
Yeah. That'd be fine. Drop them off on the way back, okay?
All right.
See you guys.
Bye.
She's bringing, actually, four or five carriages up there to sell, and I kept busting her chops. I said, you're going to sell four or five carriages and come home with seven. That's what she does every time. She said, I'm not buying anything. You watch. She'll be buying carriages. She can't resist.
All right.
Now, we're going to do a special. We're going to do a song today. Thank you for the calls and the happy birthdays, everybody. We're going to do a special song today. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, and then we'll come back to thehorse.com. This song is called Springsteen, and you actually knew this one, Jamie. I didn't know it, but they take a different version of it. My niece, Angela, who's beautiful and talented, is in graduate school in Philadelphia, and she got together with a bunch of her friends, and they did a song on the rooftop of a building there in Philadelphia with all of the Philadelphia iconic buildings in the background there. And they did this song, and they put a whole music video together with it, and my niece Angela sings backup. The guy who's, I think, singing the main part of it, his name is Daniel Abrams. So this song is called Springsteen. It's my niece, and I'm proud of her, and it came out pretty good. So here we go. This is their music video.
It's originally an Eric Church song.
Is it a country song?
To this
it's a
country
when
song.
I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades and store-bought tanks, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire and born to run. You looked at me and I was done. We're still getting started. I was singing to you and you were singing to me, and I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter, saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. Stay there till they forced us out. Took the long way to your house, and I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my OG. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. I bumped into you by happenstance. You probably wouldn't even know who I am, but if I whispered your name out there, I would still be a spark. Well, back when I was gasoline, this old tattoo had brand new ink, and didn't care what your mama think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer you hear sometimes late at night on the radio. You know you're a million miles away when you hear Born in the USA. Do you relive those glory days from so long ago? When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Brain sing.
I mean, the guy was good, but that girl in the background was amazing. And I think that both of them should go on The Voice because I am obsessed with that show, and they'd be awesome.
Not bad for a catch band playing on the roof, huh?
No, and the sound was really good. The band in the background, I'm like, that's a real band. That was really cool. So way to go, guys. Way to go.
I'll post the video, the actual music video. They did the whole thing on our Facebook page when the show's over today.
Okay, sounds good. I love that Eric Church song, too. I can't believe he's like, oh, it's a song called Springsteen. I don't know where it's from. I'm like, that's that country song. I love that song. Yeah, Voice, people. Go on The Voice. It's the best show ever. Blake Shelton will sign you in a second. Okay, so you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's Glenn's birthday, and I think he's been drinking heavily this morning, so that is why. That's the excuse that I have for his behavior. That's all I can come up with. We do have the segment of the day. Do we have a horse.com intro, Glenn?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Okay, play it.
It's time for the weekly health report from thehorse.com. Fantastic information and their attempt to ruin Glenn's lunch every week.
Speaking of ruining lunches, you know, Glenn, you have a dog at your feet right now. I think Michelle has a dog at her feet. Dr. Jones may very well have a dog in her truck. Do you guys have a dog, particular dog, that has, like, really, really, really bad gas? I mean, like, kill you.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, make your eyeballs water gas. Because my husband's dog, because my husband is out of town, his dog is always at my feet now while he's gone. Because, of course, when my husband comes home, he won't know me anymore. But this dog, Boomer, oh, my God, could clear a room. Like, I'm talking to you guys, and I'm, like, trying not to gag at this moment. I don't know what to do. What is, Dr. Jones, help me out. What can I do to stop this dog's gas?
Well, believe it or not, Purina did a study, and I found the article quite humorous. They had somebody going around and collecting the gas from dogs, and after they fed them, and determined which one had more or less gas exuding from their body.
Oh, my God.
Why did they all eat the same thing, okay? They all eat the same food. They eat at the same time. And this dog, doesn't matter. I can wake up. He will wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning because I'm like, what is that smell?
I think Purina has developed a feed for those who have excess gas based off of the study. But I don't know if they've released it yet or not. But, yeah, I found that article quite humorous.
Yeah, I sympathize, Jamie. I have a little senior corgi. Man, she's smelly. Smelly girl.
Hey, at least you guys aren't stuck in a truck with one with the windows up. Come on. That's terrible.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. That's awful. That's awful.
Yeah.
But, you know, next to your bed is just as bad, so it sucks either way. Oh, God. Get started. I got to put this dog outside. He is making
okay.
My eyes water.
Okay. Well, Dr. Jones is here today with Rolex is right around the corner. She's here to talk to us a little bit about what it means to be an FEI vet. And I'm pretty impressed because she's an FEI vet herself. And Jamie always says it, like, is there anything you don't do, Dr. Jones?
Are you serious?
That's a good question.
You're an FEI vet too? God, you're amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not an FBI vet for a rating. How's that?
Hey, it counts. It counts, girl. I swear, if I was a dude, I would want to marry you. Let me tell you that right now.
You're funny. You're hysterical.
You're the coolest. Okay, carry on.
So we have this big international event going on in Lexington this week, and there's all these vets running around, and there's lots of them in the FEI vets. So I want to start out, well, we'll say that the FEI is the international governing body for equestrian sport. So what do we mean when we say you are an FEI vet or someone is an FEI vet?
It might buy me a cup of coffee. That's about it.
And my admiration, Dr. Jones.
I find it to be an honor to be one. You're selected, but you have to go through some shadowing times, a course you have to take, application, references, that kind of thing to become one. And so I find it to be an honor. But it's a certification that not a lot of equine veterinarians would actually want to pursue because you don't make as much money acting as an FEI vet as you would at one day in practice. Your one day as an FEI vet does not make you as much as one day in a regular practice. But the cool part about it, as you guys would say, is being able to interact with these Olympic-level horses, these international horses, and see these athletes perform at their best. So we are part of the governing body. FEI Vet is part of the governing body of an international show, and it's called the Grand Jury, which is made up of one veterinarian and basically three other lay horse people that have gone through rigorous testing to become part of the Grand Jury as well. So they, too, have to be tested and eligible in their aspects.
Okay. And so at Rolex right now, there's the Grand Jury with the FEI vets. Are there other vets on the ground as well that aren't part of the FEI?
Yes, they may be FEI vets themselves because they've gotten it in the past, but they're acting as treating vets. And the most recent ruling has required us since last June of 2012 to all have credentials done through FEI. So you have to fill out and take a test as a treating vet and get a credential, which is a pass that has your picture on it that allows you into what they call the FEI compound, which is a gated, secured barn area where all the international horses are housed. So that they can control who comes and goes in that barn. And so the treating vets will have to have their credentials hanging around their neck or pinned to their shirts to show that they're allowed to go in and out of that barn to treat horses. There is a standard treating vet that's hired by the show committee, and then there is private veterinarians for individual athletes that will be there. And then, of course, if this is a selection event, there will be the treating vet for the team, for the United States team, and that treating vet will probably be in and out judging, being part of the selection criteria.
Okay. Hey, I have a question. So now, and I understand, Dr. Jones, that on Saturday there'll be all kinds of vets there because of the cross country, and they basically spread out throughout the cross country. Are they all FEI vets, or is that just a deal that is with one of the local, veterinarians?
It's local veterinarians, and no, they're not FEI vets at all. So some of them may not even know all the rulings of FEI, but they do get briefed on it prior to going out on the course. I did that in 96 at the Olympics and at the 95 Atlantic Games where we did the pre-run for the Olympics. And I was an FEI vet then at that time, but we didn't have to be part of the course veterinarians, as they call it. And they're just spaced out so that if there is an injury, they can be first on the scene to take care of the animal. And they will address it, get on the walkie-talkie, get it back to the FEI vet and the treating vet what to do. And they make decisions right there on the spot of how to take care of that animal and send it back to the barn for the regular treating vet to follow up and the FEI vet to follow up.
Okay.
And so why is it important to have both qualified and credentialed vets on the grounds at these international events?
Well, the one thing that the riders are concerned about at international events is that their horse is in good care. At an FEI event, the old rules, standard rules, was they were no drugs allowed at all on these animals. The 96 Olympic Games, actually it was Barcelona at 92, kind of started to change that idea because there is a lot of dehydration in these warm climates on a three-day event day. And so they felt that these horses needed some fluids to help them regenerate back up to a good caliber for the jumping phase the next day. So they started to allow fluid therapy, as they called it, on these horses. And so with the introduction of fluid therapy, they started to allow a couple antibiotics as well that didn't have any effect on performance. So now there are a couple drugs that are allowed, but they have to go through strict paperwork and okay by the top FEI veterinary delegate to be allowed to use those. Everything has to go through the FEI veterinary delegate because they are the sole responsible person for the care of the animals. Even though they're not allowed to treat them, they do more paperwork, and they're the governing ruling body of the show. So they can either say yes or no according to if the horses need the fluids or not type thing. And I'll tell you right now, they hardly ever say no. It's always about the best care of the horse. So if somebody comes up and says, my horse needs fluids, usually the answer is yes, and it's not a problem. It's signed off on.
Okay. And so my understanding is the ground jury is involved in the barn inspections. You can correct me if I'm wrong on that. And then also the jogs before the events. What are they looking for in those two different areas?
At an FEI event, there's actually four veterinary inspections that people may not know about for three-day eventing. And, a lot of people will say, oh, those cross country courses, the jumps are really cruel for the horse, yada, yada, yada. The animals are checked prior to going out, but they're also checked prior to even coming into the competition, the for dressage, to make sure that they're okay to compete. So these horses are thoroughly evaluated four times throughout the weekend by a veterinarian, usually two of them, because at a large event like this, there's an associate FEI veterinarian. So Rolex has always had Dr. Catherine Tone as the FEI veterinarian, and Dr. Lisa Crump has been her associate for the past, I don't know how many years now. And they work together very closely to evaluate these horses. So they do the in-barn, the first horse inspection, which is the arrival inspection, to make sure that they properly vaccinated the horse before coming into the barn because they don't want to spread disease. They want to make sure that the horse doesn't have any major cuts, lacerations, swellings, and that the horse is relatively walking sound. They will feel the legs for any kind of heat and swelling, and then they go to the second veterinary inspection, but everybody calls it the first horse inspection, which is the jog, and that's with the ground jury now at the time. So the president of the ground jury joins with the FEI veterinarian at the jog path, and this is formal. You have to dress up for it. The riders have to dress up for it, and they have to present the horses in graded good estate so that they can jog them out. And if they are sound at the jog, they are allowed to compete in the three-day event. If they are not sound, they may send the horse to what they call a hold box for the associate veterinarian to look at, and it may be a loose nail in the shoe or something to that effect, maybe stepped on a rock and got it creviced in the frog or something to that effect. But that associate veterinarian will look at the horse in the hold box, come back to the ground jury, explain what they found on their hold box exam, and if it wasn't anything bad, they will re-present the horse, and they may either accept them or they may decline having them not accepted into the event. And again, it's back to the ground jury's decision. The associate veterinarian, associate FBI veterinarian in the hold box is just there to provide information. And at times, I've been in that position, you may want to have a very good discussion with the rider to say, look, I'm not seeing any improvement in the trot here in the hold box. I feel some heat in the tendon. I'd recommend that you just withdraw at this point, but you can't actually say that. You just kind of hint around that maybe it's not in the best interest to represent the horse, and then let them make the decision. If they want to represent, the ground jury has the final say. But you may induce some influence to the riders to say, I have found this. Was this a previous injury? You know, do you know about this? 9 times out of 10, though, they represent because there's not really much found. You might find just a little soreness around the nail heads or something to that effect where they just got reshod the day before they came to the show because they lost a shoe or something to that effect.
So it sounds like the FEI vets are there to make sure the competition's fair, make sure the horses are well taken care of, that the riders are safe and the horses are safe, and that the event goes smoothly. Are there any other things that they are responsible for while they're there?
Right, that's exactly. You've summed it up very well, Michelle. And there are two other horse inspections. The other one's done at the end of cross country by the FEI veterinarian and the associate FEI veterinarians. And those are temperature, pulse, and respiration. And they want to make sure that the horse has come off the course, not limping, because they trot them in, and that they can have a normal temperature, pulse, respiration before they go back to the barn because they are concerned about tie-up or any other issues that would come after a heavy cross-country course ride. Then the final inspection, which most people attend to, is on Sunday morning prior to show jumping. After that rigorous cross-country day, they want to see how many horses made it. And those horses, again, are presented in formal, braided formal look to them. The riders are dressed up, sometimes in 3-inch heels, jogging these horses. It's kind of funny. It's usually the young riders that do that. Yeah. And then, of course, the ground jury has to be dressed up as well. So there is all that going on Sunday morning. It's usually at 7:30, bright and early, and they jog them out, and they either accept or not accept them, or they'll put them, I guess, into the hold box again and have the FEI, associate FEI veterinarian, look at those horses and to see if they're fit to qualify to ride on show jumping day on Sunday, because they do not want to have a horse that might be mildly injured go out and do show jumping and completely injure itself and not be able to be ridden, you know. And it's all about the welfare of the horse.
So you said that a big part of your interest in this is being around the elite athletes. How did you get involved with being an FEI vet? Because you mentioned 96, 92, so you've been doing it for quite a while.
Yes, yeah. In 1992, I met the team vet for Canada, and he invited me to join him in the veterinary box at Rolex. And he was a partner with Dr. Catherine Cohn at the time, and I worked with him and shadowed with him. And then I also shadowed the United States team vet, Marty Simonson, back in the days, doing dressage down in Wellington. And some of the pre-3-day rides they were doing heading up to Atlanta. So that's where my experience came, is from these two gentlemen, and I found it very fascinating to watch these horses go and see how many could actually make it through and do well. And that was back when there were 4 phases to the cross-country course, mm-hmm. where it was very endurance-based. You know, nowadays they're not pushed as hard on cross-country day, but they still are pushed because the jumps are bigger, more technical, and a longer distance for them to travel across. But it was pretty exciting to see these horses at their peak and at their best. So that's how I got into it. And there was a lot of volunteer time, a lot of money spent flying to or driving to places and giving up a weekend of work and just shadowing. But it was a lot of fun. The riders were very happy that we're there, taking good care of their animals. There's very little scrutiny about what we're seeing or what we're saying to them. It's all about the horse. The riders don't get very fussy when we, you know, point out issues to them.
Okay. Well, thank you for telling us a little bit about what the FEI vets do. I know that when you watch the stuff or see the pictures online and in magazines, you don't always know all the people in the background working to make sure that these huge events come off and that the horses are safe and healthy. So thank you for the work that you do, Dr. Jones.
Yeah, you're welcome. And as Glenn said, he primarily sees, when you go to these events, he sees those vets out of the course. And those vets are just as important as the FBI, but the FBI ones are sitting in the, like you said, in the background that people don't know about unless you make the 7:30 jog or you make the, you know, Wednesday morning jog today for before dressage. So you'd have to be there early in the morning to catch these jogs to see how they're functioning in their job. And then they, as I tell people, we're mostly fixers of paper because we make sure that the paperwork is all proper because it all gets entered into Switzerland, and that's where the headquarters is, and they will process the information and that paperwork for us for every event. But that's our requirement, is to report back to them to make sure that the show went well and is there any improvements we can make. You know, is there anything that worked well at this event that would work well at another event? So
okay. Sounds like a lot of paperwork.
It is a lot of paperwork.
Well, hey, guys, we're running out of time. I appreciate you guys coming on and talking about it. You know, the jog up is 3 o'clock today, Eastern time in Kentucky. And then, of course, you never know what's going to happen with the first jog up either. There's usually at least one that doesn't make it. And we're also going to find out what happens with Marilyn Little. She is going to be checked out by doctors because she had a different horse, fall on her, dislocate her shoulder this past weekend. And she has been staying in the Ocala Hospital, has come up to Kentucky. She's going to be checked out by a surgeon in Kentucky to see if she actually can compete and can go ride right now. But she is slated to start out on RF Demeter this weekend after dislocating her shoulder last weekend. Eventers are crazy.
Tougher than I am.
Thanks, guys.
Amazing. So, thanks, guys.
TheHorse.com. TheHorse.com and FloridaEquine.com. We'll talk to you all again next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Well,
amazing.
We have one other one, too, that I was kind of disappointed about personally is Joe Meyer, who hosts the Eventing Radio Show once a month and actually comes over to our house to do it. He lives here in Anthony, Florida, not too far. He had to withdraw. He's from New Zealand, and he had to scratch his mouth sand scritch because he pulled up sore from an event a week or two ago. So I was sorry to see that.
Well,
he'll still be there.
Yeah, he'll still be there because they're actually doing a retirement for his horse. If you remember last year, he rode a horse that was 19 years old, a gray horse, just an absolutely awesome horse. I'm drawing a blank on his name right now. What was that horse's name?
Oh, they called him Snip.
Gray horse, awesome. So they will still be doing a retirement for Snip, so he'll still be there with that situation. But bummer
and
that Joe, he's not going to ride Sanskrit.
Joe will be hosting the Eventing Radio Show next week to do the wrap-up show, so you can tune in to eventingradio.com for that.
Cool.
Well, we'll be back here on Friday morning. We have a lot of coverage, actually. We're going to have some people checking in. Samantha from the Eventing Radio Show will be checking in with us Friday morning. We're hoping to get a listener or two that will also check in with us from Rolex. And, you know, of course, then next week we have to start looking forward to something else. Believe it or not, next weekend is the Kentucky Derby. It's amazing.
It's amazing how they happen right next to each other every single year. Of course, we'll have plenty of Derby coverage for you next week. And I actually found some cool stories about the Derby now. And I wanted to answer the question that, yes, Todd Pletcher has won the Kentucky Derby, and he did it with Super Saver. And
there you go. Well,
go.
Thank you for that. And I do have to do this before we go. I have to tell you what the prizes are for really bad ads this week. We have 3 prizes, 3 winners for really bad ads. Get them into Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. copy the ad, paste it in an email. Don't just send her a link. Copy the whole ad, paste it in an email, and send it to her. We have a gift pack from Dr. Rose's Remedy. That's the skin treatment salve and spray. It's 100% all natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Dr. Rose's, we love this stuff. We use it all the time, and we promise that this will work on your horses or your dogs. That's a gift pack from Dr. Rose's coming your way. We also have a gift pack from Rebound Hoof Pack. It's a revolutionary product designed to relieve pain, soreness, and inflammation without having to wrap. It's all natural, super sticky product. It's easily applied on the hoof with a wet hand, covered with shavings or paper, and the job is done. It won't test, and it doesn't wash off with water. It's formulated by top vets and farriers and endorsed by Olympic riders. You can visit their website at reboundhoofpack.com. Also,
and I will do their commercial on Friday, so it's actually pronounced correctly. Go ahead.
And then a brand new one, that this is a big one. This is Friday's for Really Bad Ads. Triple Crown Nutrition is donating 5 free bag coupons from Triple Crown. That's feed, or whether you buy their feed, their forage, or their supplements, you get 5 bags of feed or 5 bags of their forage. Whether you're looking for higher fat, lower carbs, or senior diet, or sound nutrition for your growing horse, Triple Crown Nutrition has the answer. Prizes are only available in the lower 48 states. And any states in the lower 48 where you can't find a dealer, they'll ship you some product instead. So that's that's like $150 worth of product from Triple Crown. So get your entries in to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com and make them good this week. I got some serious prizes.
Sounds good. Everybody have a great day, Glenn. Happy, happy, happy birthday, my friend. And
thank you.
You'll get the walker in the mail. It should come
thank
a
you.
Later
I'll
today.
Be looking for it. I kind of need it. I feel like I need it. See you, everybody.
I know. Spay, neuter, and geld.
Wendy wrote and said she's sorry she got it wrong. I'm not fired, am I?
It's okay. Just tell her where to find the show.